The Valley's housing market is still going strong.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Valley's housing market is continuing to move up. As of the end of August 2018, there were some 8,300 residential units sold in the Valley over the last 12 months, almost identical to the number of houses sold in the 12 months prior to that. And this is happening when the inventory of homes for sale is shrinking. We have not yet reached the overheated 2005-2006 housing market. However, we are clearly approaching it. The average sales price of a residential unit in the Valley rose 7% above its last year's level. Average sales prices of local housing has exceeded its 2007 highs since March of this year. However, it should be noted that 2007 was 11 years ago. Adjusted for inflation, local prices have to rise to $270,000, that is some $30,000 above their current prices, before they exceed their pre-recessionary highs. During the Great Recession, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26%. And while the drop was significant, it was much less than areas like Tampa, Florida, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession, even in Tampa. Prices eventually exceeded their 2005 level in 2016. Yeah, 11 years to get back where they were. And mind you, this is just in current dollars. Adjusted for inflation, they are still 10% down. In the Valley, while housing prices have increased significantly from the recessionary bottom and have now exceeded their pre-recessionary highs, adjusted for inflation, 2018 prices are still 18% below where they were in 2007. One of the reasons that local housing inventory is so low is that we are not building new homes. New building permits were running at above 400 per month in the Valley during the boom years, and around 100 even during the recession. They have now dropped to 27 permits per month. We are not building new houses anywhere close to what we used to do, even during the dark days of the Great Recession. Okay, what is the forecast? The housing market is even more sensitive to mortgage rate than it is to inventory. Since usually it is the monthly payment that is the final determinant for purchase. And now that the Department of Treasury has borrowed $700 billion just in the first two quarters of this year, and the Fed has yet again increased its rate with a promise of more to come, mortgage rates are bound to rise even more. A combination of higher mortgage rates and higher prices has increased the monthly payment for an average residential unit in the Valley by 15% above its last year's level. This undoubtedly will put a damper on the rising demand for housing. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.